The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
I want to have a little battle here inside this podcast between DJ Automatic and Anthony A. Who you think's cleaner between you two?
Me?
Me?
Oh.
Okay. Why would I say he's cleaner than I am?
No, be honest.
I don't know. I mean,
if you just, if you had to put toilet to toilet,
you, he lives with a Mexican woman.
Yeah.
Like, that's, like, you don't even clean your own toilet.
That's not you, though.
I haven't done it in a decade.
Damn, bro. So, lucky, dog. I'll be able to clean my own toilets like a freaking, like, Cinderella, dog.
Without the slipper? Without the slipper? Oh, my gosh. Okay, never mind. That's what we're talking about today. Do you know men just don't clean, whether they're with somebody or without? And that's what we're going to talk about in today's episode, so turn it up. You know, I don't stream a lot of programming, but when I do, I get way caught up when I binge. Good morning. Welcome to Thursday's Friday's Eve. We're the Dana Cortez Show. I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
I'm damn near obsessed when I love a show. I watched Friends recently. I binged it, but I could go away. I didn't care about the next episode too much. I was watching the news in between and reading books and whatnot. Now I'm binging something called Breaking Bad.
Say oh, nice.
I can't stop thinking about it, and I just want to watch the next episode.
It has consumed our lives.
Yes, Anthony?
It's like, we are basically little Scante heads.
No, we're not. People know what Scante is.
You guys are little streaming heads, because you say you don't binge a lot, but this is your second time binging a show in, like, what, less than a month?
Exactly.
We're spending a lot of time on the couch. Watching a lot of TV.
And it's
not
sad.
Productive time.
Because I'll think of things to do, and I'm like, I try to make excuses not to do them so I could just keep sitting on the couch streaming my programming.
Mm-hmm. I feel
that. Do you know what
dog.
I mean?
Yeah.
Like, do I really want to work out? I need to. But you know what? I need a day off.
I really wonder what Jesse Pinkman's going to do next.
Yeah, well, that's a guy from Breaking Bad. Otto's like, should I go pick up the dog poop? Probably. But you know what? One more episode.
Yeah, you know, nothing's better than a good binge, though. Like, when you're just into something.
Oh, this show is amazing. And I can't believe I took so long to watch it. I mean,
well,
it's literally one of the best written shows that I've ever watched.
Is it dangerous to binge like this?
When you're binging shows about dealing drugs and crime, probably not the best.
The danger.
So we're on season two. We grew up in Albuquerque, me and Anthony. I literally live next door to Jesse Pinkman's house.
For one of the characters.
And when I saw that, I was like, oh my God.
So that made you love the show
even more. Yeah. Anyway. And then plus, because there's a lot of people that are from New Mexico that are in the show that I'm like, oh, I know him. Oh, I know him.
You know what it told me? Man, Otto really lived up in the hood, huh?
It was all a dream.
National Day, Anthony A.
All right. Well, let's go ahead and kick it off with National Star Trek Day, ladies and gentlemen.
Ooh, I never watched Star Trek that much.
I did. I used to watch it with my dad at night. He would binge it.
The little hand signal from Pharrell, though.
How do you do it?
It's like the little video. Yeah,
like people can see us.
People can see us. But we're doing the Star Trek side.
Live long and
we also got National School Pictures Day, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, my gosh. That is, let me tell you, when I was little, I just came across this photo. I fell and broke my nose and went to school with the bandage over my face, black eyes, and the worst haircut ever. I cut my own bangs, so they're like stuck to my head at the top.
Oh, my God.
Picture this. My mom bought the school pictures that year.
Of course she did.
Never buy the pictures that year.
Shout out to all the people with school pictures that says sample across their face.
Yeah. And we'll wrap it up on National Actors Day.
Hey,
Dana was in Breaking Bad.
I was. But you know what? I'm nobody's favorite actor. You know, I barely make a little cameo. Who's your favorite actor, Anthony A?
It has to be Leonardo DiCaprio.
Oh, that's a good one. DJ Automatic?
The first person I thought of was Christopher Walken.
You're supposed to say me.
Oh, sorry. Dana Cortez. Dana Cortez is my favorite actor.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
There's a new study in the Washington Post that reveals why men are nasty. Why are they so dirty? And I want to talk about it before I reveal the study and what they say. Anthony confessed earlier this week that sometimes he'll reuse a knife. All wash it. You just spread it on there with old crumbs and old mustard or whatever.
DJ you use dirty napkins.
To pick up dirt, not to put on my mouth.
Okay.
To pick up nastiness, not to put in my mouth. Automatic, we don't have time. You leave your feet things on the floor. Well, you don't pick up anything.
I also clean a lot, though.
You vacuum, sir.
I clean a lot. I cleaned this morning before we even left the house.
Automatic cleans and leaves dirt everywhere behind him.
Okay.
How do I leave dirt? Come on.
I don't know. Your grubby hands are all over the refrigerator.
No. We're not going to do this.
The countertop is disgusting. I mean, you pick up clothes. You're a married man. You pick up clothes and sniff them. You want to rewear them. It's like ingrained in your DNA.
Why do you do that, dude? What do you have an
what
in-house?
Are you doing?
Because I felt like I didn't get enough time out of it.
Oh, my God.
there's a little bit of truth to that, but there is right there. You got to give it the smell test, right? Keep it pushing. I feel like all this stuff about men not being clean and whatnot really falls on my married homies. Because they're the ones who are kind of dirty. Oh, automatic.
What? It's because I have somebody clean up after me.
When you were single by yourself, did you have a cleaning lady?
Yeah.
Yeah, look at that. Yeah.
Why don't you hire a cleaning lady now?
I tried and you won't let me.
Well, she don't clean right.
Exactly. I've literally tried to hire a guy for 10 years now, and Dana won't do it.
And I'll say this.
I love that you said a guy, too. You keep it equal.
Hold this comment how you want, but there is nobody's place more cleaner than a guy who is expecting some new strange.
Boom.
Boom. Ladies.
When I lived by myself, my house was immaculate.
That is a lot.
What are you talking? I already was doing it with you. I didn't even...
The moment you start seeing his place get a little dirty, he's leaving stuff around.
He likes you.
Take it as that.
That's ridiculous. All right. According to a study in the Washington Post, even when there's nobody around to pick up after men, they still just don't spend a lot of time on housework. There was a study done, and if a man was to do what women do, he would have to increase his housework output by 70% to be as productive on chores as the average woman. And this study says it ain't never gonna happen. Men just aren't
There's no
clean.
Way that you do 70% more than I do.
Oh.
You wanna have a camera follow us around? I don't stop from the time we get home till the time I go to bed.
I wake up
an hour earlier. When you're smoking in the garage and your mouth is open, you're staring at your phone.
You're on your own automatic. I'm not gonna issue a cleaning challenge to a Latina.
Hold on. You know what? If we're gonna go down this route, when I smoke, I clean. That's one of the first things I do. I go around, start cleaning. I don't know why. It's like ingrained in me. I smoke and I clean.
I'm going to go take a picture of his smoke area.
Oh, no.
But that doesn't mean I clean that area. I might go clean the backyard. I might start vacuuming. I just might start picking stuff up, but I'm always doing something.
I might put something back where it doesn't belong. All right?
Exactly.
But, you know, I'm always cleaning.
I might leave trails of crumbs everywhere because I got the munchies. But I'm doing something.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
We all love getting our horoscopes and finding out, you know, what our astrological sign is telling us.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I've got a list of the 5 laziest astrological signs. I'm going to count them down for you right now in case you missed it. This survey just came out. It's funny. DJ Automatic. I'm going last, though. DJ Automatic, what you got?
According to a new relationship study, guys are happiest when they think they're the funny one in the relationship.
I agree.
So yes. Polish researchers followed 150 straight couples who'd been together for 7 or more years and found that guys tend to make more jokes than the female partners. They also found that couples that laughed at each other's jokes were closer and argued less. So Dana start freaking laughing at my jokes. And then the researchers concluded that the easiest way to please your man is to let him think that his jokes are better than yours. It's kind of sad, huh?
That's sad. Men are sad. We're sad creatures that we need that ego stroke so much in order to continue.
I think
on
I'm funnier day. Than Dana, though.
Of course you do. You're a guy.
Because I let you.
Oh, come on.
Why do you think he's so happy?
You didn't know about this study.
You know what's funny, dude? Is it gets real awkward as a comedian when you make another man's woman laugh.
So what like if I'm funny?
Oh, is he getting old?
Yeah, it gets a little interesting right there, too. I see that this is real. All right, now let's continue the conversation about flirting going, all right? A recent survey done by CBS reveals that online flirting can impact your real-life relationship.
Of course
in a negative way?
Yes, it can in a negative way. So it's psychologists are saying that it subconsciously makes your partner less attractive and shows a little bit insight to the messy side of your relationship.
Wow. Ooh. Well, I think it's just like any kind of flirting. Flirting can become dangerous. I mean, I flirt with men and women. Because flirting is, there's levels, right? You can be funny and engaging, or
what man
you
are
can
you
be,
flirting with?
What woman are you flirting with?
I'm a friendly person.
Well, what that's I'm called saying, being friendly. That's not called being flirting, okay?
No, that's still flirting when you talk to people friendly.
No, flirting has sexual connotations.
That's what I was going to say. There's a different kind of flirting. This is a real thing, Automatic, where you start to talk to someone in a way that involves courtship almost. Mm. And that can be dangerous because if you're allowing yourself to be courted or you're courting online and you're in a relationship, you start to feel that, oh, this person really likes me. It's just a facade. It's not real. Right. It's not real. Don't ruin your relationship over something fake online.
All right.
Seriously.
A note to yourself, Dana.
Oh my God.
A different kind of flirting. I'm going to use that one next time.
Yeah.
Anyway, in case you missed it, bestlife.com released the laziest astrological sign. So turn your radio up.
Oh, I got to hear this.
Number 5 is Pisces. That's a fish sign, right? So they're very creative, but they don't always want to finish what they start. Number 4 is Sagittarius. That's my mom. My mom's not lazy. Anyway, they're about having a good time, and sometimes they can skip the obligations that they have. Number 3 is Libra. They're kind of breezy. Everything is, you know, whatever, whatever. Number 2 is Taurus. That's the bulls. They enjoy a calm space. They like binge watching, and sometimes they'll just put things off because they don't want to.
I already know what number 1's going to be.
Well, of course you do. You're a Leo, and it's Leo!
Oh, nice, dude.
This is the only reason she even read this. It's so she can take a shot at me.
Party loving. They love to joke, DJ Automatic. They love telling jokes. They like the spotlight. They love when people concentrate on them.
Nice, dude. Wait,
I do none of these
That's
things.
That's why you became a DJ. Oh, no, you're a freaking DJ. You're in the middle of a stadium with thousands of people cheering you on. Don't tell me that. And so they naturally steer away from certain obligations that bring them down. Doing things makes Leos unhappy.
I'm still not doing the dishes, Dana.
I don't want you to do the dishes. I want you to pick your socks up and put them in the hamper.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
The extraordinary remains of a vampire have been uncovered at an archaeological site in Poland. A real vampire!
What the fuck?
Experts found this female body with a sickle across her throat, pinned to the ground, and a cuff on her toe. So the sickle wasn't laid flat, but placed on the neck in a way that if the deceased person would wake up to go suck the blood of villagers, its head would be cut off. Now, of course, it's a female because in medieval times, people believed that females after death could turn into monsters and come back and take you.
What made her a vampire, though?
I don't know. That's just what they believed, Automatic.
I thought she had like some special teeth or something.
Nah, but she got all her teeth, which leads them to believe that she was a rich woman who obviously was a vampire. Even her toe was chained to the ground.
Damn.
Her left big toe.
Man, what does that mouth do, girl?
She came to suck your blood. Well, this lady came to throw up on it. All right, her name is Sandy Honig, and she suffers from a medical condition that prevents her stomach from fully emptying, so she has to vomit, like, a lot.
Wait a minute. She eats and the food will process.
Yeah, the food that doesn't go out the other way has to come out one way or another.
Oh, my God.
So when her insurance company wouldn't cover an injection that would help her, you know, her stomach to relax, she went over there to the company offices and puked a lot.
Nice.
I'm talking like everywhere.
Did they cover it?
She filmed the whole thing and released it last week. The insurance company then sent cops to her home to check on her mental health, which she found amusing. Now the insurance company, who said they would look into it, is saying they still won't cover it.
Oh my gosh, then she should cover their office with vomit again.
This story's messy, yeah. Dude. But not messier than this woman in Japan who quit her job after her coworkers did not attend her wedding.
She quit her job?
Yeah, she quit her job. She invited 70 coworkers to her wedding, and the only one that showed up was their intern, and she had reserved 6 tables from them.
Oh,
which
that's a lot of money.
Dude, just because you share a cubicle with somebody doesn't mean they're your friend.
No.
That's so...
She must be so annoying if 70 people didn't show up, though.
She's that one coworker.
The intern went for the food. You know that.
the Dana Cortez Show podcast.
So what is Kim Kardashian's real talent? She's finally answering the question. I'll break it down for you right now. This story and more, Daily Dirt, the best gossip, Anthony A., famous people's birthdays.
We'll start with the homie from Stranger Things, known as Dustin on the show, Gadon Matarazzo, celebrating his birthday. We also got Pink, Wiz Khalifa, and Bernie Sanders.
I love Bernie. All right, let's talk about P. Diddy, Puff Daddy, whatever you want to call him. He's standing up for Kanye West, saying he's Team Kanye. He's asking his followers to not buy Adidas until this whole, you know, it's like a fight, right? Kanye wants creative control.
Bro.
And Adidas says they don't need to give him creative control. Swiss Beatz is on board. They got to give a man what he wants. Anthony, you said it last week.
Yeah, they got to give him what he wants. But I don't know if the people can control themselves from not buying Adidas. That's a wild request.
Well, the thing is Kanye saved Adidas. And now Kanye can take Adidas down. The thing I find the most interesting is he deleted everything on his Instagram.
Well, you know what? I should have screenshotted this. But he mentioned his lawyer and something that was being said.
I'm sure his lawyer probably told him, if you continue to harass these people, you're not going to win this.
Well, hopefully now they'll win, right? All right, now let's talk about Jay-Z. You know, he founded the Sean Carter Foundation with his mother, Gloria Carter. They have now invested a total of $4 million in the education of kids, specifically children with lower GPAs who need financial assistance. I like that because sometimes you have issues in a home, especially when you're in a low-income household or even not, and you don't get the scholarship. And so you don't have a way to go to college. And we all know college is, 30 times more expensive than it was 30 years ago. And this is a way for kids to go on and get their education and hopefully advance themselves in life.
Yes, I cannot wait for Jay-Z to rap about this.
I mean, but he's been doing his philanthropy for a very long time. I mean, he had the water project in Africa. He's been doing this for 20 years.
I love it.
Ho's been helping people.
Ho! All right, now we'll talk about Kim Kardashian. Here's the answer she gave when she was asked, what's your talent? I don't sing, I don't dance, but I'm famous for being on TV. This was a slow grow. I forgot that when she first started on TV, on E!, she lived in that little condo. Remember in LA? I forgot.
I remember that.
Okay. She says, my talent is marketing and the business behind selling products, knowing what customers want and making it feel attainable and sometimes unattainable. She started out with a sex tape, but there's been a lot
now
of people.
Now she's got an equity firm.
Is she more talented than her sister Kylie Jenner at what she does? Even though Kylie's a billionaire.
Marketing?
It doesn't matter. She's the person who put everyone in place. Without Kim, none of them succeed like this.
I think that would be Chris. Okay. If you want to have a further Kardashian-Jenner debate, we could do this automatically.
Oh, let's do it. Take it to two dudes.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
If you love pizza like I love pizza, hold up, because food news is big. Hottest hashtags on your Thursday. We call it Friday's Eve here on the Dana Cortez Show, and my name is Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A., a.k.a. Young Grammar Error.
All right, breaking news. Top Gun Maverick is breaking records. The movie has now made $701 million in North America, puts it in an elite category of being only one of six movies to gross the $700 million mark, and is now edged past Marvel's Black Panther.
Oh,
so yeah, this movie is huge.
It's a really
still
good movie.
Still haven't seen it.
Oh, dude.
Automatic, when are you going to take me on a date?
Are you even American if you haven't seen Top Gun?
American. At least I know I'm free. Anthony said he went. I swear he told me, Otto, you went in the studio. He said, Dan, I felt so good to be American.
But this is a big win for movie theaters.
Everybody
I know who's watched it has went into the movie theater to see it. So, like, it's at a time where people...
$700 million in ticket sales means, $5 billion in food sales.
No, you're right. All right, now in food news, Pizza Hut is launching their Detroit-style pizza. It's a rectangular-shaped pizza with cheese all the way to the edges, which create this caramelized effect. You get three varieties. They got double pepperoni, meaty deluxe, and supreme, and it just makes my mouth water.
As a pizza connoisseur, Anthony, have you ever had Detroit-style pizza?
Yeah, it's similar to Sicilian-style pizza, right?
It's amazing.
I've heard it's amazing. So I looked up the reviews, and it's 5-star. People are like, this is good stuff.
Now,
I know we be ordering this weekend.
I don't want any smoke with anybody from Chicago, but I do not like Chicago-style pizza.
That's more like a lasagna.
Yeah, come on. Get that out of here. So shout out to Detroit-style pizza.
I agree with both of you. I don't like fat pizza.
I enjoy a piece of lasagna, of Chicago-style pizza, But I don't want to. Yeah, I don't want to live with it.
It means tapada. That means stuffed up. You know, I need extra fiber the next day. All right, National Day, Anthony A.
Let's kick it off with National Actors Day.
Hey, shout out to actors out there. I get a check from Breaking Bad. I'm an actor. The last one was 58 cents, but whatever.
It's also National Star Trek Day, too, celebrating 56 years of Star Trek.
So many Trekkies. I'm not one, but I know it's huge, right?
Live long and prosper.
And they broke ground. They had so many people of color on Star Trek during the 50s and 60s, or whatever years, the 60s, on television. It was a big deal.
And we'll wrap it up on National School Picture Day.
Yay! Shout out to school pictures out there. My mom never had money to buy mine. And the 1 year she did, I had a broken nose and two black eyes and bandages. And I cut my own bangs. It was like, oh my God.
My mom always had money to buy my brothers.
And
never mind. Yeah, no,
for
never
really?
Mind. Yeah, for real. She never bought mine.
It's because he has hazel eyes.
It is, dude. And she's like, you smile ugly, Anthony. I'm not buying this.
Oh, yeah. That is terrible.
Could just be like, I was just poor. We didn't have them.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Earlier inside the Dana Cortez Show, we were talking about men and our cleaning habits. And
or
of course,
lack thereof.
And of course, that I was going back and forth. But right now, what we're going to do is we're going to give you some insight, homies, on the first things women notice when they come over to your place.
Oof.
I love you two dudes.
One studio.
Recap segment of the Dana Cortez Show. And the first time having a lady over to your place the first time, it's either a deal maker or a deal breaker.
It's a big deal. That's what
it
is.
Oh, my God, dude. You remember the first time you took Dana over to your place?
I do.
Was it nice and clean and you got everything situated?
Yeah, it was all right. Oh. It was actually when I was living next to Jesse Pinkman's house.
Okay. Well, you guys, at that time, you guys were just friends, right?
We were just friends, but I had a whole bunch of people over to the house, and they were like, oh, this is a nice neighborhood.
Anytime I'm about to invite a woman over to Netflix and chill, I clean my place, like, top to bottom.
Oh, that's, you got to.
That's the best. That's the
even
most
the
cleanest.
Toilets?
Even the toilets. But, homies, if you're having a partner over for the first time, here's some things you want to look out for. The first thing women notice is the smell.
Can't have a stinky place.
Ew. Oh, stinky place. And that goes for the people who love the broccoli, if you may. If you love the partake.
You gotta air it out, yeah.
You gotta air it out, dude. And I was...
And you can become nose blind to those things.
I was, dude. And shout out to my ex for that. She called me out on it. She's like, yo, your whole closet smells like a Cheech and Chong movie.
It smells
I was like, all right. Number two thing they look for is... traces of other women.
Traces of other women, of children.
Dude.
All kinds of things.
And sometimes when it comes to this, women swing and miss. Of course, there's a classic like hair ties, bobby pins, yada, yada, yada. I had a chick one time. She was over at my place and she called me out for having two different toothbrushes.
Oh.
And she was like, this is...
Oh, because she thought that your girlfriend was out of town or something.
Yeah, dude. And I was like, no, I just, I have a pink one for this day and a purple one for that day.
You have a pink and purple toothbrush?
Yeah, I like to stand out. It reminds me just to stay on top of
it.
All right,
that's another discussion.
So weird. And the final thing that women notice in your place is towels.
Towels are a big deal, especially if she needs to shower after you do the dirty.
Yes, make sure you have clean towels and make sure you have hand towels.
You know what? If you're a single man right now, and I'm going to give you this suggestion, Anthony, invest in some hand towels. Invest in some towels that you don't use.
Yeah. Oh!
Because we have these towels in our house that we don't use. I never understood it. But if I could go back to being a single man, I would have towels in my house that were strictly there for looks.
Towels, and on top of that, another gem for you guys, pillows. Women love pillows.
Oh.
Get more pillows in your bed.
Invest in bedding.
Clean them sheets and clean your apartment before you invite her over.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
You know, we talked about the vampire thing inside the WTF.
Well, you sold me on some false advertising.
Well, first of all.
You said it was a real vampire.
That's what they thought in medieval times.
Yeah, but it wasn't a real vampire. She didn't have teeth or the ability to suck your blood.
You don't know that. That's why they had the Sith. That's why the vampire died. Because the thing couldn't get up or would cut its head off. My question is, are you afraid of anything that's maybe paranormal or, like a tale, like a vampire? Because I used to be deathly afraid of vampires. When I was little, I couldn't sleep. I was so scared because I always slept with my nana. And then when I went to go live with my mom, she said, you ain't sleeping with me.
Man.
Oh, I'd be alone in my room just scared.
I used to be afraid of the chupacabra, but that's not...
Were you, Anthony?
Yeah, I'm not shook of it anymore, though, but the story of it used to scare the hell out of me.
I used to have this reoccurring dream of all the different monsters, and then I just figured out they were my dad's friends. That's a whole different,
whole different
therapy
podcast.
Session. Yeah.
All right, here's more of our podcast now.